Hey folks, this is Ralph Bettis, Leaders Pastor at Imagine Fellowship. It's 9:35-ish on Monday evening. I'm working on the podcast. I will be the conductor on this train call, the Imagine Fellowship staff meeting. I'll just be moderating a little bit, setting up some of the clips that you're about to hear. This first clip is a portion of the meeting where we're talking about some music, sound issues that we're having. So enjoy.
Can you ask Chuck or what's her name? She's a wonderful
Cheryl.
Lady. Cheryl, yeah. How much a difference those in-ear monitors make? Like,
spoke to Chuck about that. He says they make the world a difference. The only thing is what everyone else says is for the first...
When I say that, I guess I'm looking at it from a price perspective. Is it like cost? I'm looking at a value. You know, right. is it like, hey, if it's $5,000 and it's a world difference, well then, yeah, of course it is because it's $5,000.
Sure.
But if it's $300, which I know it's probably going to be a little more expensive than that, but...
Well, if they're $300 a piece, and we're going to need them for...
Yeah, but is that it? That's my question. Because, you know, it's just like buying...
Oh, yeah, and then
we
need some cables,
then you need
the cables, little box.
Yeah, and you need a box, yeah, and it ends up being bad. Like $7,000. You're like, well, yeah, of course it makes a world difference. You just spent $7,000, you know? So to me, it's like, how much does the whole thing cost, and is the value, is it like worth the value of it, if that makes sense? Because if it brings the band from a level 5 to a level 7 or 8, well, that's huge. Versus, you know, we're going to a 5 to a 6.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just not worth
probably,
it.
Probably, one of the things is we got set up late. You know, like everybody, myself included, you know, everybody showed up late because of Thanksgiving. But I think... probably what we need to do is we've left the monitors where they're at for like all this time. And probably what we need to do is the same thing that we've done with the mains over the last couple of weeks, which is turn everything to zero.
Mm. And reset everything.
Because what happens is we turn up the guitar and then, you know, Ralph's guitar is at a certain level and they're like, well, we can't hear Dan. Okay, so let's turn Dan up. And then, well, now we can't hear the mic anymore, so we're turning mic up, and now we can't hear the bass anymore, so we're turning the bass up. The bass gets a little loud, so Ralph's like, well, I can't hear my guitar as clear
sure.
as I could.
Yeah,
so
you know what that, and I know for sure,
and then everything
ears, I know inner ears get rid of that,
yeah,
because you turn everything up and they're you're right in here. That's what David Statler said. He goes, that's why the genius of it is no one can, you just turn everything up,
yeah,
and you said after that it's all controlled by the board,
right?
So you don't have to worry about, hey, you're being too loud, you're being... And that's the only thing I know.
Yeah, and it wasn't on the mains. You know, it's more for them. But what happens is that creates sound.
Right.
You know what it does, what would help a lot is a cage for the drums. The reason why we can't hear and it's all getting turned up a lot,
it's
all we hear is da 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 da. That's all we hear. So we need to hear our guitars and eliminating some of that sound and making it go back versus forward and out, we'll be able to turn down monitors more and hear better. Yeah, they're easy to make.
Super easy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I would, we'd have to buy the plexiglass.
Yeah, they have that.
Three sheets.
They have it at Office Depot. Oh, yeah, Home Depot. Oh, no.
Now it's like $80 each, I believe, or something like that. And if you buy it already made, they're like $300.
Well...
And then I saw...
Well, then let's just buy it already made. Why are we going to waste the time to make it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then also, we can build a roof for it. I saw how they did it at the Church of Stone Oak where we practiced.
Yeah.
We were there when they were building a ceiling for it. And they were using the regular AC duct.
Yeah.
They just left it open, and they just wrap it with cloth.
But we don't need a roof. Do you think we need a roof?
No, I know. I'm just saying.
You can see Daniel, right? You can still see Daniel, though.
Yeah, yeah, maybe we can get a dark one so we couldn't see him anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, the goal is the same. You're like, the goal is not the same.
Yeah. No, I think that would probably help, too. Yeah, that you could turn, and then you could turn, you know, that stuff down. All right, so you guys just heard the portion. What we decided to do was kind of put the drums in a cage, and hopefully that's going to help. This next portion of the podcast that you're about to hear is all about worship and kind of what that means to, you know, our church as a body, you know, as believers. What is worship? Is it about singing a certain type of lyrics? Is it about singing a certain type of song? And what we lead you to is really that worship is about how we live our lives. And that's what we want to be communicating on Sundays, that worship is not a certain type of song. It's not a certain type of lyric. Worship is about living a life that says to God, hey, God, I'm grateful for everything you've done. So check out this next portion of the podcast. We determine whether a song is a worship song or not by the lyrics. And number two is we worship with all the songs.
Right.
So just because it's worship lyrically,
sure,
doesn't mean it's a worship song and another song is not a worship song.
Well, and then you can get into the question too, like worshiping through our lives when we leave the place.
Exactly.
Worshiping, and then so now you're taking worship in this little context.
Right, so we don't want to communicate to our people that worship is about music, because worship is about our lives. I think, Ralph, you should address this in a Bible study. And just ask the question, guys, what do you think worship is? We're a worship band.
Right.
What does worship mean to you? And let the guys flesh it out. And then lead them to the idea that worship is not just playing our instruments.
Yeah.
Worship is not just singing. You know, worship is about the way, you know, we work during the day, the way we treat our wives, the way we keep our stuff. You know, like all of those things play into what worship is.
You know what I'm saying? Because I want to communicate that worship is how we tell God how he's wonderful. Mm-hmm. All 24/7, 365 days a year. That's what I'm looking for.
All right, folks, so worship is everything we do with our lives, right? It's not just about singing. The next part of this podcast is basically a smorgasbord of stuff. It's we're going to talk about connecting to video, like what we thought about service. And we're going to fight a little bit about our visitor cards, and just kind of trying to flesh out some issues. So, enjoy.
Your transitions, I thought? No?
Yeah, more losses? I wish I had the stools. I think it would have been more comfortable for us to be sitting up there when we're talking about the connect groups. But here's the thing on the connect groups, and this may be we'll talk about this later, but we have to deliver on those.
What do you mean?
Well, if nobody steps up, we need to create them.
Well, of course, yeah. And then we got to pull back at the same time.
Yeah.
Because, and I thought you had a good idea by kind of making them to where they're already kind of set up, you know? Like, we kind of formulate them, step in, find the leader, and then have them take over.
Yeah, and some of the connect groups, we may be able to not have to do that. Yesterday, I talked to somebody who had a really good idea of having a chili bowl, which is like the Super Bowl, like a chili cook-off or That's something. But we could do it when the Super Bowl comes. You're right.
I almost choked on that orange. Sorry.
We could do like a chili cook-off. But she was saying that she has an aunt or an uncle that is the executive chef at the Emily Morgan.
No way.
Yeah, really? Which is a real fancy hotel downtown right by the Alamo.
Wow.
And she said, I'll just invite him and he can judge the chili.
Dude, it's like a top chef
It's
thing.
Top chef.
Dude, that'd be so good.
Yeah, lots of people make chili.
I don't.
Linda makes some good chili.
Yeah, see?
Levels on that transition on the phone conversation. That first response from Judas was ear-piercing. Man. That hurt.
We didn't test it.
Yeah, that what it was?
Yeah. And maybe that was a time thing, but we probably couldn't.
It was the best conversation. I mean, it was a word to accent myself.
It was the best conversation.
It was the best conversation the way it goes back.
Hey, dude, that's a fun segment, dude.
That was pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
I think it could have been better if we would have had video with the whole, you know, Saturday Night Live, like.
Yeah.
Well, that's another one.
Yeah, here's another thing is, on along that same lines, dude, we should have some interviews with either people from the church, new people who won't mind doing video, and we could shoot the video, or something, and we could use it as a bumper or in between songs.
Can we do that Series Addict, though? Mm-hmm. I think, like, a couple people already, one person in particular came up to me and said, hey, I'd like to do a video interview. You know, that's really cool when someone says their personal story.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but I think even an interview with Bill or an interview with whoever, somebody, some important pastor or teacher or community member or something, any interview, anything on video that we can put in between songs.
Yeah.
Just to add one more thing to
I was like breaking it up. I was explaining that to Jonathan this week, and I was like, man, and I was kind of saying, hey, look, this segment is kind of just to break it up. I mean, you didn't really learn much from when I was talking to Judas. It was more just a funny thing to break it up, you know, and then go right back.
Yeah, and profiles could be something that we continue to do throughout the year in like a short video segment. We've been kicking around this idea about
I love that paragraph. Thoughts I guarantee people are thinking. If I'm a newcomer and I like AV, great, audio video. Why would I want to join a church to help with audio video? The church needs audio video to help? Too bad.
I disagree.
No, I don't disagree.
You don't disagree with him?
I think he has a valid point there. He says, I'm not worthy of helping the church. I'm so messed up.
I agree with that.
The good people of the church don't want to be around me.
Yeah.
That, I think, is a true
statement. No, I do agree with that. But I think people do look at, like, Brent. If, let's say, he was coming for the first time, saw who we're doing in audio video, and he's talented in that area, he would say, in his mind, he's probably thinking, I could help.
No, I agree. But I like what he's saying. We're saying we're different, but why are we going to come on day one? He's saying, hey, look, let's use the school model. What's your name? Hi, how are you doing? If I'm going to Ralph, I say, hey, Ralph, how you doing, man? Nice to meet you. What's your name? Can I get your information?
Yeah, but isn't that a little invasive, too?
I want to say, I don't have an eye touch.
With the information card, you have the ability to say no without feeling like you're offending anybody. Yeah. Right? With what person coming in, and if they don't feel comfortable, we're going to put them on the spot to say, I would rather not give you my information.
Now that you're saying that, why not put them on the spot? I mean, there's a lot of churches out there, too, that are basically condemning people, and they love it. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I just think that's not our MO.
No, it's not.
If it were, then I would say let's be more in your face about it.
Sure.
Here's what I think is another idea Vid had was to just have a computer station, where people could do it on laptops.
That is the idea.
Yeah,
mine was just an idea.
And I said, here's what could work, because I've never had anybody say, no, I don't want to fill out it. If I gave them the visitor card, sure. I've never had somebody say, no, I don't want to fill one out.
I have. But they didn't say no, they just didn't do it.
Was it Mac?
I'm going to find out. No.
I thought he filled one out.
Hold on. I don't know where they're at.
Oh.
This is a normal one. I'll find out in a second. Okay.
Man, this person clicked off everything.
Let me continue with the email.
Who is this person?
I told him yesterday, the two things that I like about it is, one, I don't have to worry about losing the cards, number one.
Right.
That's a huge deal for me.
Oh, if we go the other way.
By electronic. The second one is that when they check things off, it's kind of sometimes, I can't read it sometimes. Or they misspell or whatever. I can't read the writing. That's huge as well.
But we're going to have the same kind of problems. I think we'd have the least problems on a computer. But typing on iTouch?
Just to let you guys know, we go through everything like this. We think of every possible solution. I mean, this might seem like a tiny detail. You know what I'm saying? But we do this for everything. Yeah. We think through everything because I think it's just the way we're kind of hardwired. But at the same time, I think I want to know what they're going through. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're thinking about why they're doing it, how they're doing it, the methodology.
Using iTouches, iPods, computers is good because it fits our community.
Correct.
Our culture.
We're very
technology. It's our tribe.
Right.
Tech savvy.
Yeah, we are. Oh, by the way, CNN last night, guess what I see?
Imagine Fellowship.
I wish. No. All of a sudden, the guy's announcing the news, right? And then they cut to a screen, Twitter. Yep, and they're scrolling down. Oh, keep sending in your Twitters because we want to show you. Like, oh, that's old school. We did that 6 months ago.
I like that. If we had three laptops there where people could go and fill out their information, I think that would be cool.
Just has to be simple if we do that.
In your experience, do they visit the church and then they check out stuff online and then they go to a Bible study? Or do they visit a church and say, I like this church, I'm going to come back? And at that point, the way we keep them is by getting them connected.
Here's the problem with that type of thinking, that there's a one-size-fit-all model, and there's not.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will come. It's all like, I've heard it's been said, I think Jason Gerda said, they're ingredients. Like, they could be put in at different times, but they all come out with the same product.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So it's kind of like, as long as we know who we are, I believe. If we know who we are and we're intentional with what we do, I'm going to say it's like five times, but we have to know who we are and then we just stick to whatever it is that it is. So if we find it beneficial and it's something that's good, then we go for it and we stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Like Twitter. Twitter's not something we do because, you know, it's a fad. We do it because we use it as a tool. Does that make sense? But that being known, it's like to everything, like we have to make sure that are we managing it? Is this something we manage or we don't manage? Or it's something we set up, it's a skeleton, and then people can interact within it and we let it hands free to a certain extent. Does that make sense? So, I mean, maybe this is going too far into too deep into what we think it's going to be. We're literally just looking for a new way to do an information card, and we're going too far.
Sure.
Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, we just kind of need to back up off it and say, hey, look, it's a great way to quickly get the information that's now stored in a database versus putting on a card and then putting in a database. And we don't have to do the work. My thing is, the reason I like it is because it takes away a step during the week.
Which step is that?
Inputting. Inputting into a database. It's already being put in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And unless you guys want to do that? I don't. I'm just being honest. I don't want to input stuff. And then especially when I can't read the writing or I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
It just seems like the card does work well. I think.
Those cards?
I think. I understand the problem of putting them in.
Let's do both. See what happens. See what we get more response of. Yeah. It's going to be easy. I mean, you're going to start to see either people are going to gravitate towards the computer or they're just going to fill out a card and throw it in.
Okay, well, we'll ask Vid to do the application.
Okay.
Starting out with that.
Right. For you podcast listeners, we're at Mama Margie's.
Yeah.
If you hear pauses, it's because we're crunching on chips and salsa.
Yeah. Okay, so big changes coming in January, right, Kevin?
Well, yeah. I mean, definitely different. I mean, we're going to go to 11 o'clock service instead of 10.
Say it louder so they hear
you. 11 o'clock service instead of 10 if the theater will cooperate with us. so I think that's a big thing. I mean, it gives us, everyone else, another hour in the morning. You know, we've been getting up really, really early. I think we'll get more participants in the sense of setting up. And people that are, it's harder for them to get up in the morning. You know, it's one less barrier, you know, for people to when you invite them. To be like, hey, you know, our church starts at 11 and 10. And some people voice concerns that they asked people to come, but they said, hey, look, it's 10 o'clock. It's just too early.
Kevin, anything got getting in your head about something lately? Breaking your heart or challenging you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same that, you know, we can have a lot of systems. You know, you can have a lot of things that are great. At the end of the day, if we're continuing to be about people, but I keep thinking about that over and over and over. Like, come up with this nifty idea, great. Did it include a relationship? Because if it didn't, it probably's not going to, you know what I'm saying, solidify it. Does that make sense?
I think for me, like, I've talked to so many people over the last couple of weeks that strapped for cash because they made bad financial decisions. Mm. Can't go to school. Can't get a Christmas tree. You know, having problems paying their bills and all this stuff because of bad financial decisions.
That's the only thing I don't know if I want to get on it. On his podcast.
No.
But.
Yeah. But just for me,
no,
I think.
No, man.
I just feel like. I want to figure out a way to help those people. For me, it's not financial. I can't help financially. But it's just making sure, you know, I'm changing the way we do our money stuff.
Right.
Because I just hate seeing other people that are, you know, it bleeds into everything you do. You end up fighting with your family, fighting with your wife because you can't pay the bills, you know.
Yeah.
You know, disappointed, you feel like a failure, you feel discouraged about everything.
Right. And I think the first part of that is probably opening up to somebody and saying, look, this is my situation, you know, I need some help. You know, because, I mean, I think that's the first step in the process, if that makes sense.
What's our number? I'm hungry.
I'm 30.
Let's sign off so we can eat.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we will see everybody. If you want to get in touch with Kevin or Ralph, you can get Kevin at
imaginefellowship.org.
Yeah, you can email him there. You can find me at ralphp@imaginefellowship.org. And for Ralph?
ralph.solis@imaginefellowship.org.
And yeah, so if you need anything, you want
comments,
to talk.
Comments, questions, concerns.
Yeah, anything. So,
you got it. Thanks, guys, for being with us today.
See you next week.
Take care.
All right, so that was our podcast for this Monday. I hope you guys enjoyed it. A chance for you to listen in on our staff meeting. If you will hang out a little bit on this podcast, you will hear some outtakes from today's meeting. I think you're going to enjoy it. You guys have a great day.
Last time we got racially profiled.
It was not racial.
Why?
Dude, he saw me and he was like, that guy's from Mexico.
No. Who did that?
Way, dude.
Who did that?
He was,
did that?
He was just a
no,
jerk.
No, it
was
it
a
wasn't.
Difference, man.
He was just doing the jerk.
What's the difference? What's three different spins on relationships? Sex is one.
Romance
and sex. Romance and sex.
What? The third one is sex?
No, the third one is sexy stuff.
Trust.
Sexy stuff.
Yeah.
Trust and sex.
Nice.
Trust and sex.
No, it's romance.
Hey, love and respect.
What? We're talking
about
sex.
I was talking more.
Offered you an orange.
Food.
Offered you coffee.
Something substantial.
There's a cutie right over there.
There's no cutie in here.
Yeah, right over there.
Ralph?
The cuties.
He pointed right at Ralph.
He pointed right at me. That's what he did. Yeah. I was like this.
You touching my toe?
Yeah.
I don't want to play food.
Oh, by the way, CNN last night, guess what I see?
Imagine Fellowship.
I wish.
I just went over and I think I showed a bunch of people my butt crack. That's pretty cool.
No, it's not. I pray for those people. Yeah.